man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Country folks.
You are tuned into the Trump Phenomenon on August 8th, 2017. I'm James Kelso. The program's live. Paul Fromm is live with us from Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
And George on the East Coast in the U.S. Hi, George.
George is here, and Paul, before the show's over, we'd like to make a quick mention of the passing of very good patriot Ernst Zundel.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, and we did a small tribute to Ernst, who, Paul, you mentioned he died on Saturday, and so we'll certainly do that. And the sad note there. I was going to start the show with a little bit of humor, but with that sad note. Not exactly a humorous moment, but I was going to mention.
Don't let me throw a cold water. Let's hear the hemorrhaging.
Okay. I was just going to mention that Paul, George, and Kelso, seemingly perhaps at the moment, not inside the ICBM range of Kim Jong-un and the North Koreans. So we'll certainly talk about that for a few moments here tonight, that we may be very much in need of a strong president who can handle the military situation with North Korea. But the story heating up with the crazy man, Kim Jong-un, talking about setting his sights on Guam and Hawaii having an 8 to 12 minute warning time if it's attacked by an ICBM. An ICBM coming into Hawaii is traveling at something on the order of 26 to 29,000 miles an hour. And knocking it out requires the accuracy of hitting a bullet with a bullet. You know,
I'm beginning to think it may be time for a lesson. It may be a targeted conventional strike I don't know where you put a couple of cruise missiles through the front window of the Department of Defense in Pyongyang, enough to do some damage and give them a pretty good idea that Kim Jong-un had better crawl like a gopher down some hole, because bad stuff could happen. Now, that's for just being provocative and tossing missiles near Japan. I think the warning has to reach him through that Gimchi addled head of his, that really bad stuff could come down if he provokes Trump much more.
Yes, and no, let's think about it, folks. One of the things Donald Trump said on the primary and in the general election campaign trail is, he said, what's with this Obama guy who telegraphs every punch? If he's going to move some troops in Afghanistan, he announces, with months in advance, I'm going to move this many troops, so we're going to do this. And he said, that's stupid. Part of an essential element of military doctrine is the element of surprise. So Donald Trump said, you won't see it coming. for me. My military moves will catch my opponent very much off guard. So let's speculate then on that. We've gotten used to Obama telling us everything more than you wanted to know. Donald Trump probably has on his desk right now three or four complete plans, the whole thing, start to finish, plan A, B, C, and D for dealing with Kim Jong-un. And the forces to execute those plans are probably already in position right now as we speak, probably on about a five-second alert. And if Donald Trump picks one of those five folders sitting on top of his HMS Resolute desk in the Oval Office within a matter of seconds, Paul, I think forces like Navy SEAL Team 6, the three U.S. carrier attack groups that are off North Korea will spring into action. And with the sort of thing you just described, Paul, probably down to the tiniest detail, very precise plans on who gets what if Donald Trump. And I think Donald Trump, again, the need for a forceful leader. Thank goodness we don't have a wimp as the president. Donald Trump is not going to take being threatened with nukes, the territory of the United States threatened with nukes, let alone Tokyo and Seoul. You know, help me with the numbers there. I just read the population of Seoul, Korea. It's some humongous number, like more than 10 million.
Oh, yeah, it's a huge city, huge. And, this madman could do a lot of damage. And I think the time has come for Donald Trump to, he's probably at just about the end of his patience. To send Kim Jong-un a clear message, back off.
Yeah. Well, I think, of course, this is just in the realm of pure speculation, but, you can say you heard it here, folks. I think when Donald Trump launches a plan, what we'll hear is within a period of 24 hours, we'll hear about many targets taken out, as it were, meaning they're dead. And that I think one of the things he'll do is take out the whole Kim Jong-un power structure. And as a peace president, he won't launch a war against the people of North Korea or the army of North Korea. He'll instead do a precise strike against the madmen at the top of North Korea and really let them have it. So that's the sort of thing. And then the other thing he'll do is what he did in Syria. He went after armaments. He did not go after people. So rightly or wrongly, he was convinced that the Russian jets had been misused. And so he knocked those Russian jets out with the Tomahawk missiles. I think the same thing would happen here. He probably has, this plan A, B, C, D, and E on his desk that involved taking out five different levels of facilities, nuclear plants, nuclear fuel processing facilities, missile launching facilities, all the infrastructure, maybe the power to those facilities, and those probably also be taken out in a twinkling. I wouldn't be surprised. It's not my place to conjecture on things like this, but I'll bet you, for instance, one of the most lethal weapons we have is the F-22. I'll bet you there are a whole bunch of F-22s in South Korea right now. Just a thought. And Donald Trump isn't going to be announcing that. When he did make announcements, he did announce that Navy SEAL Team 6 was in South Korea. Okay, well, that's a strategic move. What is that? That's a telegram to dear dictator. Navy SEAL Team 6 is right in your neighborhood. He also let it be known that three aircraft task forces were there. And again, a message sent with that. But other things that, like a whole bunch of F-22s being in the area. But anyway, so there you go. And folks, if you want to call in on tonight's show, 800-313-9443, that's 800-313-9443. Let me get to my caller board here so I can see people when they show up who would like to talk to George or Paul or myself on anything and everything concerning the Trump phenomenon, which covers, you know, that was kind of a kind of a neat theme for a radio show, gentlemen. What does the Trump phenomenon not cover? yes, folks, the world is your oyster. If you're talking about the Trump phenomenon, you can talk about just about anything. And the Korea story is at the top of Matt Drudge's website. Trump vows fire and fury. Kim bullseye on Guam. And USA bombers ready. The top three stories on Drudge. And the other stories, North Korea, no joke. Alaska, nervous. Hawaii would only have 8 to 12 minute notice.
Wow.
And then, yeah, these are all stories on the top of Drudge. So it's on an all Korea night at the top of the Drudge Report, which is the biggest, most viewed website, really, I think, on Earth. There's the story there. I'm just looking for the Trump. Let's see here. Let's just see what a couple of these, dig into a couple of these Drudge stories here, see what he's got. See if his links are working. Here he goes. Here's his story on Trump vows fire and fury. This is a Wall Street Journal story. President Trump bluntly warned North Korea against making any more threats, saying the country will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. Well, there you go. That's his words. Fire and fury like the world has never seen. Well, the world has seen some pretty extraordinary fire and fury. And so those are those folders that are on his desk, Paul, A, B, C, D, and E. They must be pretty awesome.
Yes, they must.
If it's fire and fury like the world has never seen, you know, it takes a little while to get all those aircraft carriers and nuclear submarines, get all those Tomahawk missiles, get all those F-22s, get the refueling up in the air. It takes a while to get all of that orchestrated. So that may be, on a deal like this, Kim Jong-un may already be a walking dead man. And what's happening now is that the plan needed to take him out, let's say it takes 3 or 4 months of logistics to put it together so that it is a can't fail plan. And that's the only kind Donald Trump will sign off on. Some decisions may have already been made concerning Kim Jong-un. And right now we're just waiting for the, for the deployment.
It could be that his kimchi is just about to be roasted.
Within hours of Mr. Trump's comments, North Korea made its most specific threat against the U.S. yet. Through its official media, North Korea said it was considering firing missiles at Guam.
I know Donald Trump is not a war. Longer. He's not somebody who's seeking a battle. But there comes a time, I think, where you've got to show guys like this, you don't threaten us. And that's been a problem in the past. A lot of nasty people, some of them Arab terrorists, and I must say the Israelis as well, have done terrible, bad things against America, like the attack on the Liberty. You have to draw the line at some point and say, we don't seek war. We don't seek war with the North Korean people. But this crap, and I will use a stronger term, but it's a public, it's a family show, has got to stop. And I think you've got to do something to rattle this Wayne Newton freak lookalike, rattle his cage, and some sort of targeted limited strike, which will tell him, don't you dare, or else really the jig is up.
Yeah. And, and these outrageous comments from the North Koreans came after our president's mention of fire and fury like the world has never seen. Mr. Trump's stark comments reflect deep concern within the administration about both the progress North Korea has made in recent months on its nuclear weapons program, as well as provocative statements. You know, this is this Wall Street story. This is platitudinous kind of language, deep concern. Come on. It's a lot worse than that, boys and girls. And but here's a comment. The president's remarks were likely aimed both at North Korea, which this week openly threatened to use nuclear weapons against the U.S., and at China, in hopes of alarming the Chinese into doing their part to enforce new United Nations economic sanctions against North Korea. And that's a perfect segue, folks, into something. Before I forget to talk about it tonight, one of the listeners to the show called me yesterday and educated me about China, something I was unaware of. Get this. Donald Trump's been talking about China, you know, from the get-go, from the day he came down the escalator. The man who was it who gave China most favored nation trading status? It was Bill Clinton. When did that happen? And by the way, folks, this all because the press, the lying, fake news press won't report this kind of stuff to us. Most of us have been kept completely ignorant of the significance and the actuality of this. In 1993, I think it was Executive Order 12580, Bill Clinton gave China, through backdoor unconstitutional maneuvering, in an illegal executive order, he gave Communist China most favored nation trade status. Now get this, here's the one that knocked my socks off. In that year of 1993, guess what the U.S. trade deficit with Communist China was? It was only $18 billion, the imbalance in our trade. Now, fast forward, 15 plus 7, 22 years later, in 2015, the U.S. trade deficit with most favored nation, China, had jumped to $364 billion. From 18 to 364 in the red with red China. All the work of this criminal Bill Clinton. Get some of the detail to this. Before Bill Clinton gave most favored nation status to China, without the approval of the Senator of the House, without the treaty-making power of the United States being properly used, the tariff on Chinese goods brought into the U.S. was 40%. With one stroke of the pen, Bill Clinton lowered it to 6%. And thus began what Donald Trump has correctly identified as the greatest transfer of wealth in the history of the world from the U.S.
And Ross Perot, of course, called it the giant sucking sound. Now, he was talking about NAFTA, but we all know what he meant.
Yes, the greatest heist in history. And Donald Trump has painted the picture in many ways. One of the ways he's painted, he says, you know, we are hundreds of billions of dollars of American wealth being used to completely build up China. Just endless factories, skyscrapers, freeways, airports, all of it very modern, dams, hydroelectric facilities, paid for by that trade deficit of $364 billion. A 20-time increase, 20-fold, all the work of the criminal Bill Clinton with an executive order. Just slipped that in on us. It's time for a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Let's rebuild America first, folks. You're listening to the American Freedom Party's radio programming. This is the Trump Phenomenon. We're on five nights a week, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, live always, and Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time with our American Freedom Party report. Talking about the China. And, of course, China, Donald Trump is correctly, I believe, considering that China is the country that can rein in Kim Jong-un, who's clearly a madman, clearly a complete sicko and, just a complete nut. One of the things, Paul, reading various reports about what this would be like and why Donald Trump, I'm thinking he will act in the preemptively, Hawaii would have 8 to 12 minutes of warning time. an ICBM travels at a tremendous rate, 26,000, 29,000 miles an hour. It's very, you know, it's a fireball coming in. Almost impossible to hit. Here's another consideration, electromagnetic pulse. One of the things that the Koreans could do is an EMP attack. Now, I'm very uninformed in this, but the literature that's out there and the articles that are out there are pretty darn scary. Apparently, if a nuclear device is detonated, this is a crude kind of attack that the North Koreans would be very capable of. The targeting would not be totally unimportant. They wouldn't have to hit a city. They just launch a fairly good-sized nuclear weapon and detonate it very high above the Earth's atmosphere. And the resulting electromagnetic pulse could have such a devastating effect that it knocks out huge chunks of America's infrastructure, computers, dams, hydroelectric, hospitals, telephones, huge portions of the electrical grid, especially vulnerable. And apparently the nature of our electrical grid now is very delicate compared with the hardwired system that we had back when, Paul, when you and I were kids. Circuits are very delicate now, and apparently the great flux of electromagnetic pulses that a nuclear blast can generate just fries delicate electronics. Any thoughts, George or Paul?
Yes, although the problem might be, and I think Pyongyang is fairly far north in Korea, but because of the proximity, anything that would take out the electrical, jam up the electrical, that type of thing could also damage South Korea. I suppose that's one of the considerations.
But Paul, what I'm looking at, I'm not very articulate about these things. What I'm looking at, not as a strike against North Korea, they could launch a nuclear weapon, not precisely targeted. It could be detonated just anywhere over the continental United States.
Oh, yes.
Hundreds of miles up I don't know the altitude, but it's like I read about one that was a test at 400 kilometers in altitude that knocked out. This is done way back in the 1960s, I think. It knocked out electrical facilities in Hawaii, 1,000 miles away from the site of the test. So in other words, North Korea could knock out a big chunk of America's electrical and communications grid with an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse. I'm just putting that out there. That's one of the things, again, in those folders on Donald Trump's desk, where the military men are telling him, this is what this guy could do, this is how bad it could be, and this is how we can stop him before he does it.
The screw-up potential is frightening. You mentioned Bill Clinton earlier. The treachery of that man. He gave his red Chinese pals most favored nation status, I believe. He declassified or put a lot of high-end electronics that the red Chinese used to build their the guidance system for their missiles. It's one thing to be able to send a missile up. It's another thing to be able to guide the thing to target it quite accurately. I'm not actually sure the correct term, but he took off the prohibited list some very important electronics. And one of his major backers, right back in his days in Arkansas, was a Chinese billionaire from Indonesia. What that man did is horrible.
And they funded his presidential campaign, selling out America for cash for the Clintons. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell?
Welcome to the show. Welcome back, folks.
With no kind of chance.
And, of course, we lost Merle Haggard. Today, we lost Glenn Campbell, who died of Alzheimer's disease today at the age of 81. Died in Nashville, Tennessee, where we were just there for the American Renaissance Conference. And
I am a lineman for the county.
Yeah, they released more than 70 albums in his 50 years of show business and country music, I'll call it, not show business. He put 80 songs on the Billboard Country chart. and
Gentle on My Mind.
Gentle on My Mind. There it is, right there. A Grammy. By the Time I Get to Phoenix, another winner. And
The Wichita Lineman.
Wichita Lineman, yes. Born in Billstown, a tiny community in Pike County, Arkansas. To John Wesley Campbell, a sharecropper of Scottish ancestry. He was the seventh son of 12 children and started playing guitar as a youth and credited his uncle for teaching him the guitar. Let's see what else. Became a session musician in Los Angeles in 1960 and well, I'm just looking at his bio here, but I like that. His father was a Scottish sharecropper in Arkansas. And so very, very humble roots for Glenn Campbell, dying at the age of 81. In 2011, Glenn Campbell announced he had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and the symptoms became increasingly evident. And he did a final goodbye tour with three of his children in the backup band in 2012. And so sorry to see the departure of Glenn Campbell. And
it's a shame his show was only on the air for 1 year, but it was called the Glenn Campbell Music Show. He had them all on there. Yes. Like Johnny Cash and Dolly Parton and all those good folk.
Yes, and the
Conway Twitty too.
Oh yeah. Another Dirty Ditty by Conway Twitty.
Yeah. And you know, Glenn Campbell epitomized and personified a really wholesome part of Americana, and the just that note there. Let's see. Main story we're covering, the North Korean threat. And let's see.
There's a caller too, James.
Oh, let's go to the caller. I mean, switch. Oh, here she is, Rhonda in Missouri. Rhonda, help us out.
Hey, I wanted you guys' opinion on, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't Obama's short hairs being pulled when it came to North Korea when he is president? And my other question is what, if anything, would North Korea have to bribe him with to not do something against them?
Now, what was your opening question about Obama and North Korea?
Well, you know, occasionally when Obama was president, we would see that you know, he was battling against North Korea, but then the heat was off, if you will. And I'm just wondering, you know, his short hairs were being pulled, and then all of a sudden it was out of the news. My question to you is what do you think Obama could be bribed with not to go after North Korea? Because he was really weak. Correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't he weak on North Korea and their you know, nuclear?
Well, you know, Rhonda, you ask. Let's expand your question to the bigger picture. What is wrong with, you know, in asking the why question? What makes a Barack Obama or a Bill Clinton? Why did Bill Clinton sell out his country? Why did he take us from an $18 billion trade deficit, which is very easily handled, to a $364 billion trade deficit, which is fatal? That's a stake through the heart, a trade deficit like that. You can't do that for a number of years and still, you know, be America. So why do these people do this? Why do they hate, in the case of Bill Clinton, why does he hate white people? Why does he hate himself? In the case of Obama, why does he, you know, for different reasons, why does he hate us? And why are they self-destructive? You know, this is the $64 question. You know,
no,
and,
it's the $64,000, not $64 yeah. question. It's the $64,000 yeah. question, James.
Yes, it is.
But,
yeah. And
what do they have? What does North Korea have? Right. Because we know how politicians work. Correct.
So, no, but, see, but you're looking for a logical reason that something happens. That's a white trait we have, is we expect logic to prevail in the world because we're built logically. But what I'm proposing is that there are the reasons that some of these killers, some of these malevolent left wingers do what they do is, in fact, you know, they are, in fact, motivated by such things as death, as suffering, as destruction. Paul, your thought?
Yeah, it's not about logic. I mean, that's what we look for. It's about emotion. And the bottom line is they hate us. He hates Obama hated the United States of America. He doesn't like white men. He's a big fan of the LGBTQ. That's why, you know, when you think about some of the terrible things he did, that was the elevation of the lesbians and homosexuals in the armed forces to a privileged status, which in the eyes of the people in the Orient just shows how degenerate and weak you are. It's that strong man isn't the one who necessarily goes in and pounds people over the head. He's the one who holds himself forth as somebody who deserves respect because you're afraid if you annoy him too much, he may come in and pound you over the head. Obama just oozed weakness. That's not the same thing as being a man of peace, as Donald Trump is. Donald Trump isn't seeking war with the world. He isn't going around trying to beat up on, you know, Central African Republic or beat up on Laos or some other place. But you've got some guy like Kim Jong-un threatening the United States. And, you know, Obama just oozed weakness. That's why Putin despised him.
Well, outside of that, I mean, before Trump, obviously we have to speak of politics before Trump, but the politicians, they were obviously in it for themselves, so I wondered if you guys gave it some much thought because, you know, North Korea under Obama's presidency would come up from time to time, you know, and I'm like, why didn't he do something? I mean, what...
Well, again, Rhonda, yep. you're looking for a rational people,
okay.
Logical people. Good people have good rational logic to what they do. I'm proposing that there's another class of people that good white folks like yourself tend to disbelieve as even existing, and these are people that are malevolent. They're evil. They are sick. They're twisted in their minds. You know, and they are.
So it's not necessarily monetary.
Well, the motive solution. Might be, yeah. But see, you're looking. Well, what payoff did he get for a really sick person? For instance, what was the payoff for Charles Manson in cutting open the belly of Sharon Tate and killing the baby in her belly? Okay, what was the payoff there? Okay, that was simply pure evil. The desire to kill innocent life, and the you know, it's hard. You know, it's hard for good people. You know, we don't want to believe that such a thing walks among us. We don't want to believe that there are people that sick, but they are. They are out there, and they are. They do hate, and a trait, a characteristic of such people is that they hate goodness. They hate good people, and for them, the payoff is. The death itself, the destruction itself, and the suffering. Yeah. You know, for some criminals, really sick criminals, have confessed at some point that the pleasure they got in their crime was the suffering of their victim. And you know, is Barack Obama in that category of evil people? I think he is. Bill Clinton, is he evil? Yes, he is. He's an evil man. and Hillary. And by the way, let me just flesh out a little bit more of that Bill Clinton story. You know, that was an interesting thing. When Hillary Clinton decided to become a Secretary of State rather than U.S. Senator, that seemed a little bit odd, a little bit unusual. Why did she want to be a Secretary of State? It all made sense to me when I studied this story yesterday. The Clintons have viewed the Secretary of State position as being a really good way to make billions of dollars. Now, Bill Clinton, with Madeleine Albright, and I forget who all the Secretaries of State that he had, but when he gave most favored nation status to China, his executive order 12580 specifies, I hereby, by the powers vested in me as president, I instruct my Secretary of State, and I forget who it was at the time in 93, but it might have been Madeleine Albright, I don't know who it was, my Secretary of State will determine whether or not such and such a condition has been met. It was just a bunch of BS in order to give most favored nation status to China. This completely took the U.S. Senate out of the picture. Most favored nation status before that moment had to be determined by the United States Senate because most favored nation status is a treaty status enforced and enacted by the United States Senate. And approved by the United States Senate. Bill Clinton unconstitutionally put it in the hands of the Secretary of State, who was, of course, his stooge. Now, Hillary Clinton watched this happen. She participated in this, so she knew that if she took a job transfer from U.S. Senator from New York to Secretary of State, she could make billions and billions of dollars by being a Bill Clinton-style Secretary of State who, again, this was completely unconstitutional and unprecedented. What she did is she arrogated to herself the power to make and break big deals internationally. So she, as Secretary of State, completely improperly would do such things as approve and engineer the big trade deal in which the United States gave 20% of our uranium to Russia. In exchange, here's where she makes the money, in exchange for hundreds of millions of dollars of money back-channeled into the Clinton Foundation. Schweitzer.
That's why I asked you the question. What did Obama have to gain or maybe not lose, but gain from not going after North Korea? Because his short hairs were being pulled.
Yes, I understand. I understand.
There's some simplicity here. Obama is a commie. Clinton is a commie. They love these plays. I mean, they may as well be part of the PRC. They're delighted if North Korea throws its weight around and gives us a black eye.
But Rhonda, I don't think he was trying to make money with North Korea. And George mentions a salient point. Yes, Kim Jong-un, communist. The leadership of China, communist. Barack Hussein Obama, Saul Alinsky, communist. He is a communist. Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, they're communists.
It was more practical reason than it was him gaining something from the relationship or the non-relationship.
Well, again, Rhonda, you've got the white disease, Rhonda. The world is made of nice people who treat each other fairly. You were born that way. It'll take years of radio to shake it off.
it'll never shake off, James. Go ahead.
But here's the thing. Why did the Bolsheviks in Russia murder 50 million white people? Why did they not feed the workers working on the White Sea Canal, killing their own workers? Why did they withhold? Why did Lazar Moiseyevich Kaganovich, who is in charge of the Ukraine famine, the Holodomor, why did he starve to death women, children, and farmers? He prohibited the farmers of Ukraine from retaining one single grain of their own crop. He prohibited them from having one single pig or a live animal on their property. They had to surrender everything. Why did Kaganovich, the people who were feeding Russia, were feeding the USSR. Why did he kill them? Because he wanted them dead. That was more important to him than the prosperity of Russia. And, you know, the person who, one of the people who really explores the twisted, demented psychology of this is Alexander Solzhenitsyn. His books, his Gulag Archipelago, he really, you know, digs in to why, you know, your question, why. They weren't doing this to make money. They were doing it because the Bolsheviks wanted people like you, Rhonda, and me, and Paul, and George, they wanted us dead. And, but worse than that.
And hey, can I hold over the break? I have one more thing to say.
They wanted you to die slowly and suffer. We'll be right back.
Okay.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. And Rhonda, thank you very much for calling. We've got a caller in Winnipeg. Can I go to Frank in Winnipeg?
Sure. I mean, I was going to make a really good point, but that's fine.
Go ahead. Hit us with your point.
I was going to say, they really pulled on the heartstrings of people when they did the whole Haiti thing.
Yes.
And I was 2 seconds away from making a donation, and I'm kind of thankful I didn't. Am I wrong? I mean, they were, you know, soliciting or whatever the public.
No, the Haiti. This, by the way, Donald Trump, Rhonda, this is something Donald Trump has pointed out. That money, if you contributed to the Clinton Foundation with their Haiti program, it's been established that money went to the Clintons. It did not go to Haitians.
And I thank God. I mean, I was torn, but it did tear at my heartstrings. That's all I want to say. It did pull at my heartstrings, and I really felt bad for them. But, I didn't do it.
This is, the Clintons, it turns out the Clintons are an incredible crime syndicate, both of them. It's hard to pick which of the two is more evil, but they are a crime syndicate. And what Donald Trump is pointing out is that this clown, Robert Mueller, and all the other Democrats and the fake news people who are trying to, dig up in a fishing expedition to find some tiny indiscretion by Donald Trump or anyone associated with him. And they are overlooking. They are overlooking, obviously, very deliberately, the unbelievable criminality of the Clintons. So I'm hoping, the pressure is going to build here as more and more comes out about the criminality of the Clintons and the DNC and the left. The fury
Anna,
of them.
I'll let you get to your other caller. I do have one more point to make, but I'll make it another night.
Yeah. Okay, all right. We'll give you a rain check on that one. Thank you, Rhonda.
Okay, it has to do with
thank
us
you, Rhonda.
As people
okay.
sticking together. But
no previews.
Yeah, okay.
No previews.
Thank
no
you
previews,
for taking
Rhonda.
My call, James.
Okay, thanks. All right, let us go to my neighbor here to the north. Let me see here. You're just north of me, Frank, in Winnipeg.
Yeah, let's get to the real point about the Clintons. During Bill's first term, remember, he okayed the disbursement or issuance or transfer of dual missile technology to China.
Yes.
In return for campaign contributions in the end for his rerun, for his second term. And that dual use technology for missiles helped China go from weather missiles to nuclear missiles. And guess who some of the technology got transferred to? North Korea.
Yes, yes. An incredible traitor. Both of them.
Unbelievable.
Yes. And thank goodness Donald Trump is on it. And so, at some point, he is going to take those two people apart.
I sure hope
thank
he
you
does
very
it.
Much. And okay. Frank, I look forward to Frank, my neighbor there in Winnipeg. Please call again in future shows. I apologize for running out of time. We'll see you all again tomorrow night. Thanks. Thank you, Frank.
Bye.
Thank you, George and Paul.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.